Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
The Bills' preseason opener was far from a barn burner as they managed just a pair of field goals in a 7-6 loss at the hands of the Redskins. The first team offense, however, came out with a no-huddle look, with Ryan Fitzpatrick calling the plays. The problem was they couldn't string enough of those plays together to move the ball effectively.
It's hard to establish a rhythm when you're not getting first downs. And so that's kind of where the problem was tonight, and not getting some of those easy first downs and getting the chains moving and getting into that rhythm. We just never really did.
That's something we wanted to work on. We didn't execute like we wanted to, obviously. We had too many penalties offensively, with the first group, and it started there, and, that carried on into the next couple of groups. But, it's something we wanted to come out and see if we could execute well, and obviously we need to work on it.
Penalties plagued the Bills throughout the game, with several false starts and illegal formations bogging down drives, but the vets believe they can get things cleaned up the next time around.
This was good because we got to go against a defense that wasn't ours, so we got to see different looks and them playing different styles of cover two and cover four and cover three, and so it's good to get out there in a game-like setting and do it. We wish we would have been more productive and done some things better, but you chalk it up to a learning experience, and you hope that everybody comes out healthy, and then you move on.
You can't say, it's the first preseason game, so yeah, we're going to have however many penalties. You still have to be you're a professional. You got to be professional about it. Some of it was questionable, but for the most part, we still got the penalties, so we got to be better at it.
What it was a great lesson in our lack of discipline at this point. We saw where we were there. And the other thing was, it was great to see all the pressure. We knew they were going to bring pressure, and we got to see how we can handle that, because we're going to get a ton of it this year when we get to our empty packages and our four wide, three wide packages. So we'll learn a lot from it.
Among the bright spots was Buffalo's kicking game, as four of Brian Moorman's five punts were downed inside the 20. Rookie John Potter kicked three touchbacks on kickoffs, and Ryan Lindell had all of the team's points. The Bills are back at St. John Fisher for training camp for a night practice on Saturday. Their next preseason game is a week from Friday in Minnesota. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.